part two of a legacy. What can we leave that will last? Should we give the future or of the past, success or wealth or memories fast? There's only one thing that will last. But will they cherish and hold fast to the only thing that will last? As each day fades from sight and the day fades to night, what do you give that they hold tight? Is it worth more than that widow's mite? The gift of faith that widow had is her legacy that will last. We work and work to give of wealth, of future, of joy, and of health. When our time is at the end and we leave this place with open hand, there's only one thing that will last, but will they cherish and hold fast to the only thing that will last? So what you leave is worth it all, of hope and joy and eternity's call. It's not the memory of your life, nor your history or the fight. The legacy you leave is greatest still, the one true gift of Father's will. There's only one thing that will last, that they will cherish and hold fast, of faith and hope and of the past. The legacy left that will last is Christ and his gospel. Be steadfast. Simplest out of all of this message is Matthew. In Matthew 28, there's one thing that we need to be reminded of and remember continually, is that all the things that we share and experience, the archives, the history, speak not just of the lives that were given and the names that are remembered, but there's one truth that speaks louder still, and that's the truth of the gospel of Christ, the one true legacy, and the one name that matters above all names. In Matthew 28, verse 18 through 19, legacy of making disciples. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." As I said earlier, a legacy without obedience is not a legacy. It's important that we as God's people live out this legacy that he has left us from the beginning of time. This legacy was firmly established before the foundation of the world, and his name is Jesus. He's your legacy. And this legacy is eternal. He always was and always will be. He's everlasting to everlasting, and nothing will ever change the reality of that legacy. Not only is the gospel a person, but a legacy as a person also. All the things that he does through his people are just a picture of the legacy he has given us, the reality of himself. So he commands us, as his people, to be obedient. First, go and make disciples. Go, make. Third, the responsibility is yours to baptize. Get them on the same road that you've been placed on. In the same way that you go and make, get them on the road to obedience that they may go and make also. That's why baptism is so vitally important to the reality of leaving the legacy. It's living the legacy. Verse 20 of Matthew 28, in all reality, is probably the most crucial, which we've gone over and over and over in the first part of the service, to teach your children to obey. And that's what it says in verse 20, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So, Why is it so important? Why is it so important that we teach others to observe? We teach others to observe because a legacy that is not obedient is not a legacy at all. So let me go through the important keys of the legacy. The responsibility of the legacy is on you, that you must take care and keep your soul diligent and to teach, to make known this legacy to your children. The legacy must be taught, that these words that I've commanded you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently, not only as you talk with them in the house, but as you walk along the way and as you lie down and as you rise. That you keep the legacy. That means to continue it. That you shall lay up the words of mine in your heart. And that you shall bind those words of mine as a sign on your hand. That they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And that you shall teach them and talk of them. And walk and lie down and rise with your children. And not only that, that everyone who comes to your home shall see the legacy written all over your house. A legacy is obedience lived and obedience given. Faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God. Be careful to do all. And if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, he will overtake you with blessing. The legacy that's left, we are reminded that the legacy lived is legacy given. For I've delivered to you as of first importance that I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. That's the message of your legacy. That your responsibility to continue from generation to generation with this legacy is not only to be obedient, but to give it away. That you make disciples and you teach disciples to be obedient so that they can give it away also. That's legacy. So let us enjoy our history. But please, don't forget their legacy. It's the same legacy that you've been given.